Hello, and welcome to the Illinois Realtors Weekly Podcast, keeping you up to date with all the latest news in the realtor world. I'm your 2024 president, Matt Silver, and today I'm happy to welcome Chief of Licensing and Education of the Illinois Department of Professional Regulation, the Division of Real Estate, Nate Chandler. Nate leads the team that issues, maintains, and renews millions of professional licenses in Illinois, including those of our realtors. Nate, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Matt. It's great to be here.
Well, it's crunch time now for renewing broker licenses. The April 30th deadline is just 1 week away. How are things going? Give us the scoop.
Crunch time indeed. So yes, at the last report, which was as of yesterday, we received about a little over 50% of broker licensees have renewed thus far.
You said 50%.
That's correct.
That's why I love my realtors. Nothing like the last minute.
Yes, exactly.
We obviously have some work to do to get that additional 50% so we make it 100%. Let's talk about what brokers need to accomplish this week. Obviously, the most important thing is to make sure they've completed their education requirements, correct?
That's absolutely right. You cannot renew your license until all of your renewal education is complete. So it's important that you finished all your education before you try to submit your renewal application. It won't stop you if you haven't completed it, but you do have to attest that you have completed it in order to submit the application. So it's very important that you get it done beforehand.
Excellent. The education requirements depend upon your original license date too, correct?
Yes, that's right. And if you don't remember your original license date, you can look it up on the license lookup page of our website.
What is the website address, just so people have it?
Yeah, the website address is idfpr.illinois.gov.
Awesome. So on the Illinois Realtors website, we have a chart that details what education is required based upon your license date. So members, you can go visit our website to download that chart as well. Nate, can you give us a quick overview of those requirements?
Sure. If you were licensed prior to November 1st, 2021, you'll need to complete 4 hours of core CE and 8 hours of elective CE, including 1 hour of sexual harassment prevention training. If you were licensed between November 1st, 2021 and October 31st, 2022, you'll need to complete 45 hours of broker post-license education, which consists of 3 15-hour courses, each ending with a 50-question exam. Now, those courses already include the 1 hour of sexual harassment prevention training, so you won't need that in addition to the 45 hours of post-license. If you were licensed after November 1st, 2023, your first license renewal deadline won't be until April 30th, 2026.
And while you can take your education from any state-approved provider, we should note that Illinois Realtors provides online self-guided courses that can be taken at any time of the day, which is really helpful for those who are trying to complete their coursework before the April 30th deadline. Let's talk a little bit about the next crucial step after you've completed your education requirements, submitting the license renewal application. Nate, you're kind enough to come to our headquarters and do a walkthrough of the online application process, so thank you so much for that. We have the video on the broker renewal page of our website for those who want to see it. Can you direct us to where members should go and what they need on hand to renew their license?
Yes, absolutely. Licensees should go to the IDFPR online services portal using the link you would have received when our emailed renewal notices were sent out, or you can go to the IDFPR website at idfpr.illinois.gov, where you can find a link to the portal. You'll want to have your user ID and password and a payment method on hand. You can submit your renewal and pay for it with a debit or credit card or by an e-check. We strongly recommend that you complete the process online to expedite the processing of your license renewal. But if for whatever reason you're unable to or uncomfortable with submitting the renewal online, you can download a paper application from our website and mail in your renewal application with the check. It's important to know that your payment must be postmarked on or before April 30th to avoid a late payment penalty.
Let's hear it for snail mail.
Yes, exactly.
So you've got several professions that are renewing currently, don't you?
Yes.
Probably really good to renew as early as possible and get this done as quickly as possible, correct?
Yes, absolutely. The earlier you renew, the less you have to worry about system issues or delays or the whole server crashing because of the huge number of people that are trying to renew right now. You can renew from your computer, but you can also renew from a tablet or mobile device. If you experience any problems, we recommend accessing the system after 5 p.m., after the busy time. If you run into any trouble renewing online, you can send an email to our real estate staff at fpr.realestate@illinois.gov, or you can call the IDFPR call center at 1-800-560-6420. The most common inquiries we get are from people who need help resetting their passwords and user IDs to log in. So to help us help you, we do ask that you please include your full name and license number in your emails to the department so our team can assist you in a timely manner.
All right. Well, let's cue the scary music. What happens if a member is delayed for some reason and doesn't get their renewal process by the April 30th deadline? What happens then? Dun, 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 dun.
At midnight on April 30th, any license that has not been renewed will be considered expired. Renewal applications received after the April 30th midnight deadline will be assessed a late renewal fee. And until the application has been processed by IDFPR, that licensee will not be permitted to practice.
Don't be late. That's our advice. Get that renewal application in and maintain your license. I understand even after a renewal is submitted, it may take time for the record to be updated. How do members know if their application was received on time and then updated?
Well, you'll see a confirmation message as soon as you submit your payment, letting you know that it has been submitted successfully. It does take about 2 business days to process your renewal, at which point you'll receive a confirmation email from the department confirming that your renewal has been submitted. If you've uploaded documentation as part of your renewal application, such as for a legal name change, for example, it may take an additional couple of business days for it to be reviewed manually by a processor.
Awesome. Thank you so much for explaining all this to our members. I also want to note, too, that once your 2024 license renewal is complete, you can begin taking education for your next broker license renewal as early as May 1st. An easy way to jumpstart on that next renewal is by earning 4 hours of core CE and 3 hours of elective CE at the Illinois Realtors Spring Conference and Expo, which is taking place May 14th and 15th in Collinsville. It's been a while since we offered core CE at Spring Conference, and now it's back by popular demand. Managing brokers can also get their CE hours completed at Spring Conference for their 2025 renewal. So I'm inviting all our members to go online and register now at the reduced early bird rate, which is good until May 3rd. Nate, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today. Good luck next week processing all those last minute renewals.
Thank you, Matt. It's always a pleasure working with Illinois Realtors. And if any members have any questions, we're always happy to help.
Well, that's all for this edition of the podcast. If you want more content, simply search for Illinois Realtors on your favorite social media app, and we'll see you all next week.